Hello, you lovely degenerates, and welcome to the third episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates.
Welcome back, everybody.
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
61.
61. Berioth girls.
A Monster Hunter girl.
Yep. Hold on.
I'm trying to remember Berioth. Did we do Berioth? No.
That was just the Berioth. The Berioth is that snow tiger.
Oh, shit. No, I was thinking Berioth. No, it's the Berioth. Okay. Berioth. I see this shit. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Pull up the Monster Girl one, too, so we can look at that one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Keep forgetting I have that.
Yeah, you have that one, too, where the guy made all the Monster Hunter stuff.
Yeah.
So, for anyone who doesn't know, the Berioth is a flying wyvern that has tusks, wings, and a big forked tail, and it is an ice element.
Yes.
So, oh, damn, that's cute. I like it.
Yeah, it is. Its smallest size can be 100. Actually, I need to look at this in centimeters to feet. That's right. Centimeters
to feet. So, while he gets that, I will read the physiology. Berioth is a quadrupedal flying wyvern with a head that resembles a saber-toothed cat. Its body is mostly covered with icy white plates and spikes along its neck, spine, and tail. Its face features two massive curved tusks of an amber coloration. Its forelegs are longer and more powerful than its back legs, with spikes along its wings as well as three large claws. Berioth's tail is forked and ridged with spikes.
Okay.
The behavior and abilities. Berioth is highly aggressive and territorial. It will attack any hunter that enters its domain and will eat Popo or Atinka when fatigued. When enraged, the Berioth's eyes turn red. Berioth can move quickly and wildly, presenting a challenge to even experienced hunters. Berioth uses its fangs and claws to slide around the ice, making it hard to keep up with. It is able to slide with its tail side to side and wield it in a club-like fashion, which can cause the ice flight status, which can use its claws and wings for a homing glide attack from the sky on unsuspecting prey. It is capable of producing a wind blast. Berioth will spit out an icy ball that will create a powerful tornado. If caught in this tornado, the hunter will be inflicted with a snowman status effect. However, the wind blast will not work while Berioth is fatigued. Berioth can and will perform side jumps and dodges similarly to other wyverns.
Also, to give you an idea of height, the smallest this thing would be 6 feet 1 inch. The tallest it would be is 8 feet 6 inches.
Yeah, she's not very tall, but she's a thick girl. She's a wide girl.
She's tall.
She's not tall. She's wide. She's got a big tail.
Well, yeah, but she's also tall.
Okay, that's her. So off the top, off the bat. We forgot to do that. off the bat, I would rate this like a 4, maybe a 5.
I'll rate this a solid 5 before going into this. So yeah, I would have said 5. Hey Spencer, guess what the two weaknesses are?
Oh my god, is it lightning and fire?
Pocket taser, baby!
Pocket taser! Yeah, first pocket taser of season 3.
Taser and some fire. What did we agree was fire again in this context?
Fracked.
Oh yeah, it was wax play, I think.
It was wax play, that's right. You're totally right.
Now, wax play fire cupping.
Fire cupping. Yeah, she's super into the
maybe some branding if you're into the extreme BDSM.
If you're really into it, like you gotta if you're letting your significant other brand you,
that's some true dedication.
That is some true like oh my fucking god. So she's into ice play. Like she's got that cold water ice. cubes ready to go.
Slightly into bad dragon dildos, because...
Why?
Because one star in dragon element. We've agreed on this.
Oh, that's right. You're right. But, it's been a while since you did a Monster Hunter girl.
I know, it's been a while since you chose one that was a Monster Hunter girl.
It's not my fault.
I know, anyways. They are immune to ice and water, so no getting out the fire hose and no ice cube play.
They are very territorial, so I'm thinking these girls are the... Not yandere type, but what's the one?
Oh, goodness.
The type that are just like, I love you. I love you so fucking much that you are my territory. It's like,
I think that is yandere, actually.
It might be yandere, but I'm thinking...
That is yandere.
Okay, so... I feel like, okay, then I feel like this girl is yandere.
Yes.
I feel like she's like, I love you, and you're like, okay, Thay, and then she's like, grips your arms tightly. I don't think you understand how much I love you. You're like, oh, God.
With those two gigantic tusks, I mean, she could take on any competition against her, honestly.
I can only think of a handful of monsters that would want to fuck with this thing. This thing is a beast.
Yeah.
She's strong, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see those muscles. Like, holy shit.
She will carry you to that bedroom.
That tail, I don't think that tail is sensitive. I don't think that tail is sensitive.
No, that tail's pure muscle. There ain't no sensitivity to it.
You don't do anything other than massage that tail for her. She's like, yeah, I'm sore, and she's massage the tail. That's what she wants.
Mm-hmm. What's it? So usually, when it comes to monster girls, they have horns. Usually it's something to grip on. This girl has tusks, or as we in the business like to call, mouth horns.
Mouth horns, huh?
Mouth horns. Okay. This is going to be an oddly specific question. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So have you ever had a girl lie on her back, say on her bed or what have you, and have her give you a blowjob in that position at all?
Like her head's hanging off the bed?
Yeah, like her, basically her chin is pointing upwards and her head is like the top of her head is facing towards the floor. Have you ever gotten a blowjob in that position before?
No, but it's a goal.
Yes, same here, but still.
I've seen it and I love it, and I like the fact that you could just grab the tusks and go to,
exactly. That is what I'm getting at.
Oh, yep. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'd be kind of scared because she, like, this girl has fangs. This girl is not normal teeth, not even big
but
teeth.
But you like fangs.
I love fangs. But I feel like this one's bitey.
I mean, only if
you know what I mean? Like, the shark girl is like, I feel like she's choosy when she's bitey, you know? But, like, I feel like the Baryoth, how aggressive she is. I'm just like, oh, God. I'm putting it into the grips of death today.
She's chaotic evil on the blowjob chart for those of you who have seen that. It's basically she will bite your schlong as you are coming, just for that added flavor. She won't bite it off. She'll just bite it.
That still hurt.
Yeah, it still hurts, but that's chaotic evil for you on the blowjob chart.
Girl, we got an artery in there. We die if that comes off.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Got a lot of arteries in there, Badoom Tish. Anyways.
Gosh. Ow.
Ugh.
So she lives in the cold, so you probably, if you like the cold, this is for you. Her weaknesses, her head, her stomach, and her tail. So she likes belly rubs.
I was about to say, despite her hardcore demeanor, she likes a good belly and head pat.
Absolutely. No, totally. This is totally head patable. Although I think if you wouldn't do this one, I feel like hunting wise, I feel like you want to go by yourself.
Yeah, this, it's like, as much as you want to bring in the boys for this, it's a little dangerous if you get the boys. You need some hardcore people if you want to get the boys involved.
They're just like, no, I know what's in tail. I'm bringing myself, just me.
I'm trying to think. What's Ice Blight again for ailments? Hunter consumes, consumes stamina much faster. So
your stamina will be draining fast.
You will be coming quickly unless you can get a Nullberry or get in a hot spring. That's how we're defining stamina in this regard. We've established this.
Yes, absolutely. No, but here's the thing. You're going to be tired of shit, and she's going to keep going.
Yep. She's a ferocious predator.
Now, there's a part of me that's like, hell yeah, but there's another part of me I'm just like, let me rest. And she's like, no.
Just don't get ice blighted or have a necklace of null berries to munch on.
Do I have to fuck this girl on a turtleneck? Like, is that what I'm going to have to do?
No.
Like,
you can, I mean... Oh, I'm trying to think. You're probably going to have to find a comfortable mound of snow to, you know, do your business. That or get into a wool blanket together as you're doing the deed.
She won't want to get in the wool blanket. She's like, no, evil.
Yeah, pretty much. So I hope you can find some lightly packed snow for you to
Although I want to get a car battery and strap it to her tusks, just
I don't think tusks can conduct electricity properly.
Not if you're not using enough.
I mean depending on the voltage you carry, I guess a Russian car battery would
Are you saying if we put like a charge to your teeth you wouldn't feel it?
I mean, if it was a Russian car battery, I'm sure, but a pocket taser probably not as much.
That's
as
why I said
as
car as... battery.
Okay, fair. But yeah, if you want the Russian car battery, attach it to the tusks. And if you want that special little tingly, do it while getting a BJ.
Do it like we said, like with her head's hanging off the bed and you're going in, and then taser her stomach.
Either taser her stomach or put the Russian car battery clamps on her tusks while you're like all the way inside her mouth.
I think you're going to feel that one.
You'll feel it a little bit, but it's just going to give you that little extra ting in your veins.
I don't think I want to get tased really in my dick.
Well, it's going to be a slight ting. You know, it's almost like a less painful static shock.
But I imagine keep getting a static shock like there. You're just like, no.
But it will expand dong.
Will it?
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe. Evidence is not yet conclusive. Need more testing.
Need more testing needs to be done.
Yes. Oh, man.
All right, so I think we've all... Like I said, I love the Monster Hunter girls, and I think they're great, but, like, there's not much to go on them other than what we know.
For sure, yeah.
But the only thing I could think of... So what is she super weak to when it comes to melees? Oh, she's super weak to blunt attacks.
Blunt attacks?
You're going to beat her up. Just beat her up. Just punch her. No knife play. Fisticuffs. Just literally fisticuffs fight her.
Fisticuffs.
I think we got some fuck fighting again.
Yeah, a little bit, but not as much as per usual. But yeah, it's depending on which area you're hitting. Like, it's all around. But the head is usually the most weak point for sharp, blunt, and gun, quote unquote.
Gun. Where's your gun?
We're going to say that she enjoys facials. Let's just say that.
Hell yeah.
That's what we're calling ammo now, is your literal sperm count.
Your facial is the ammo?
No, your sperm counts your ammo.
I've given her all I've got, Captain.
Oh my goodness. Anyways.
All right, I think we'll call it there. I think I'm going to give this... I want to give it a 6, but I think I'm going 5. I don't think it changed.
Okay. I think I'll actually give this a 6. Because, yeah, she is super ferocious, but I feel like I can deal out a lot more punishment than I would normally be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Plus? I don't know. I feel like she would really enjoy that upside down blowjob position, and I'm like, yes, let's do it.
Hell
so
yeah!
That alone gets a point. So
I gotcha. I don't know. I just think I think there's some, a lot of pluses here, but I also, there's a lot of dangerous negatives. And plus, if I had to take my bet on what I would want to do, this would not be on my list of, yeah, let's do that, you know?
Fair, yes.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Tell us below what you would rate a Baryoth girl.
Would you go for the Russian car battery on the tusks or not? If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more episodes, then consider subscribing. And be sure to check out the amazing artists who did the thumbnail for this episode.
They're going to have fun on this one.
Oh, yeah, they are. Until then, stay tuned for the next episode.
Bye.